Hello and welcome to Editor's Picks, a special daily podcast brought to you by Nalin Mehta, the managing editor of Money Control. This is a specially curated podcast that brings together the best of the day's exclusives from the stock markets, from the corporate world, and the wider political economy from Money Control's 360-degree coverage. This voice has been generated using AI technology based on a voice clone of Money Control's managing editor, Nalin Mehta. Parth Jindal-led JSW Paints is nearing a deal to buy a majority stake in AkzoNobel India from its Dutch parent in a transaction valued at around 9,000 crore rupees. The acquisition would bolster JSW's presence in the decorative paints segment and give the company access to the well-recognized Dulux brand. Ashwin Mohan reports that an official announcement is expected soon, potentially as early as this week. Noida-based defense startup RAF M Fiber has raised $100 million in a funding round led by General Catalyst. This is the largest private capital raise in India's aerospace manufacturing sector so far, reports Money Control. The deal spotlights how India's private sector companies are establishing their footprint on the once-closed military production ecosystem. Ishan Gera looked into defense deals and found that FY25 is the first time private companies accounted for nearly a quarter, 23.5% of India's defense output. Check out our data story of the day on how India's military-industrial complex is evolving and what it means. Block deals are surging on Dalal Street, with promoters and private equity players capitalizing on elevated valuations to offload stakes worth over 6,700 crore rupees, reports Kushi Keswani. Domestic mutual funds emerged as dominant buyers, absorbing large secondary transactions across financials, the consumer sector, and mid-cap names. As Zoya Springwala reports, shares worth over 1,700 crore changed hands in four major block deals involving Delhivery, PB FinTech, Coforge, and One MobiQuick Systems on Thursday. The primary market activity has also seen a sharp rebound in June. As many as 8 large IPOs and 30 SME IPOs have hit the road, raising 19,000 crores this month, writes Ravindra Sonavane. Meanwhile, in the mutual fund sector, FlexiCap, large cap and value funds have also been turning more confident. Cash holdings of Indian funds as a percentage of assets in active equity schemes fell to 5.14% in May, down from 5.62% in April, reports Abhinav Kaul. Turning to policy, the government is considering a 13,000 crore rupee incentive package for the auto parts industry to cut dependence on imports and boost domestic production, writes Lakshman Roy. The proposed scheme, separate from the existing PLI scheme, will provide fiscal and non-fiscal ESOPs for auto component manufacturers. The aim is to boost India's share in the global auto component value supply chain to 8% by 2030. In pharma, competition is intensifying in the weight loss drug segment. India's drug regulator has approved Eli Lilly's once-a-week Mounjaro injection in the quick pen format, reports Viswanath Pillai. The pre-filled pens come with fixed doses and are easier to self-administer than vials, especially for elderly or mobility-challenged patients. This approval comes after rival Novo Nordisk launched Wegovy, also in a pen formulation. And finally, with the SpaceX Dragon spacecraft docking today with the International Space Station, with Group Captain Shubhanshu Shukla piloting the mission, check out Sheetal Kumari's quick summation of the magic moments as Shukla follows in the footsteps of Rakesh Sharma's historic 1984 journey to Salyut 7. That's all for today's episode. Thank you for tuning in. If you have any feedback or topics you'd like to discuss, feel free to reach out to us. Until then, stay informed and stay ahead with Money Control.